This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
You go on vacation, you especially enjoy that vacation because where you live, it's 12 inches of snow, it's freaking cold, and your vacation spot, it's nice, warm, sunny, beautiful, relaxing. What could possibly be wrong about that? Well, if we want to start talking about the paranormal a little bit, that may put a little kink in things. So, yeah, you're at your beautiful resort, but it's haunted. How do you handle it? Do you go back to the cold, or do you find a way to just kind of buckle down and enjoy the warmth and the spirits at the same time? Take a listen. All through my life, I can remember having experiences that have made me wonder if I'm somehow sensitive to people's energies. My first memory of having an experience goes back to being around 4 or 5 years old, when my sister and I shared a bedroom in an attic of an old farmhouse. I often heard noises, and sometimes even heard voices. A couple of times, they even directly spoke to me, right next to my ear, terrifying me and sending me running and sometimes falling down the stairway. My parents and family always brushed it off and dismissed it as imagination and too much exposure to radio, TV, or comic books. I learned to keep the experiences to myself. My sister never acknowledged having any experiences, but she was one of those people that would immediately fall asleep and sleep hard until somebody shook her awake every day. There were a few times while visiting my grandmother that I would see strange people in and around the graveyard across the street that nobody else saw. Even in my early 20s, I had a very strong physical reaction to a location that I'm sure involved me picking up energies from the people that lived there or the events that happened. My husband and I had been investigating an abandoned farmhouse that had a general store on the ground level and living quarters upstairs. The location had clearly been used by local teenagers as a party spot for a long time because there were a lot of debris and beer cans all over the bottom level. The upstairs had a room that had clearly once been the nursery and even still had a crumbling crib in the corner. As soon as we entered that room, I had this overwhelming feeling of dread, fear, and became extremely nauseated. And I just knew we had to get out right then. We did leave and never went back, but my husband just laughed off my reaction. We weren't able to find out if any traumatic events happened at that location. This was back in the very early 1800s before internet, so we didn't have the ability to research the way we do now. Most of the people who remember the past residents of that location are all dead now as well. I never remembered having any other real physical effects, contact, or events that involved objects moving until over 30 years later, in 2018, when my husband and I took a trip to the Gulf Coast of Florida to spend a week on the beach. We booked a really neat old Florida mom-and-pop type resort on the beach. It was charming and quaint, probably built in the late 1940s or early 1950s, with the pink tile in the bathroom and fluffy mattresses and only two levels, surrounded by a number of the other new high-rise resorts. It was updated where needed to be, but still retaining that old-fashioned charm. We had a hectic trip down, starting before 5 a.m., involving lots of flight changes due to blizzards in my area of the country, so we ended up at our room late afternoon and had reservations for a dinner cruise, a distance up the coast, in Clearwater. We didn't expect to be back to the room until sometime around 11 p.m., We arrived back at the room. We were both really exhausted from the long day of getting jacked around by airlines and the late dinner cruise. I booked a room with two queen beds because my husband is super restless sleeper and snores to boot. Having a nice, soft, separate bed after 35-plus years is a luxury. He took the bed next to the bathroom and kitchenette, and I took the bed next to the window and door leading to the poolside walkway. We were on the second floor, and the pool was in between our block of rooms and the other two-level block of rooms across, making an H shape with a big lighted pool in between. I sort of left the blinds somewhat open and opened the window so that I could hear crickets and waves crashing on the beach. We had just had 14 inches of snow up by home, so those sounds were magical to me. I'm pretty sure we both fell asleep immediately when our heads hit the pillows. I woke up from a noise and with a start around 2:45 a.m., looking at the bedside clock radio and glancing at my husband at the same time to see if he was up moving around or thrashing in bed, which he often does. He was pretty still and snoring away, but there was this weird white noise, static-like, old-time TV off the air noise. Our TV wasn't on and I didn't see anything out by the pool or on the walkway. I started thinking that maybe one of the neighboring rooms left their TV on and it went off the air or someone had a radio that was playing static. So I got ready to roll onto my side and go to sleep. That's when I felt a weight at the bottom right corner of my bed and heard the bed spring squeak. I looked and there was actually enough ambient light in the room to see that there was nobody in the room. Nothing had moved. Nevertheless, I could feel the bottom end of the bed was tilted down, and I got kind of scared. Really, a lot scared. I sort of froze, holding the coverlet up to my chin, pretty much in an iron grip. That's when the coverlet, the folded blanket at the end of the bed that was over my feet, started getting pulled off. It wasn't sliding off, it was being pulled hard. I was holding on with my iron grip and really afraid. Just then, sort of like a switch going off in me, or I don't know what it was, but I'd had enough BS after a whole day of being jacked around by airlines and crappy weather and being tired as all hell. So I just yelled, "Knock it off and leave me alone." Just like that, everything stopped. The white noise static quit, the weight at the end of the bed went away, and the covers got let loose. When I yelled at it, woke up my husband. I told him about it. He just laughed and said it was a bad dream. Go back to sleep. No, I was not having a bad dream. I was wide awake and stayed that way for the rest of the night. I did not have any more experiences in the room for the rest of the week. We booked that resort again for the next year, but I specifically asked them not to put us on the second floor. We had been there a few times now and never had any other experiences, and it really is the most wonderful little resort. Just wondering if it was maybe some past traveler that perhaps passed away in the room and wanted somebody to notice them or some sort of energy from some other event nearby. I didn't feel anything overtly evil, but it was certainly unexpected and unwanted. But at least it listened and left me alone when I firmly told it to knock it off. By the way, we live in an area with a lot of history and past Native American and fur trader encampments along an old fur trading trail. My youngest son, now in his late 20s, has had a number of experiences out here as well. I'm guessing being sensitive can run in families.
Stories online.
Want a commercial free experience of the show with access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories? Sign up at Apple Podcast right now and try it for 3 days free. Ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/real ghost stories.